Hi, this is Bob Benyart. If you'd like to hear more, then you could subscribe to our Bob Benyart Live Bible Studies, our monthly videos, our sermons. For the Bible Studies, you get an entire album on audio tape or MP3 CD for $34.95 a month. Or you could get our videos or sermons every month mailed to you for just $24.95 a month. To subscribe, please call 800-8-BENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. That's 800-836-9278. Or you could subscribe online at kgov.com. So check us out on the web at kgov.com for Bob Benyart Live. All right, Austin, stop dancing in the studio. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And a couple days ago, we talked to some teenagers who were coming to Denver for an extraordinary Friday night program and a conference, Communicators for Christ, teaching young people, homeschool kids, how to speak for the Lord. Well, now they're in studio. Austin Luce, welcome to Bob Benyart Live.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. And Kristen Al.
Hi.
Kristen, where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey.
So am I. It's great to meet you. And Austin is from Texas. Austin, that's
yes.
Easy to remember. And then Josh Craddock. Josh, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be back.
Yeah, Josh, you've been in the studio before, so welcome here. You guys are with Communicators for Christ, and in a moment we'll tell people about the free Friday night program. In fact, they could even see the trailer for it on our website, kgov.com. But first, I wanted to ask you guys, you know, I don't mean to blindside you or to trap you or anything. I just thought you're in a studio and you're Communicators for Christ. I wanted to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
And you don't know me, right, Austin? You don't know me?
Should I pretend not to?
Have we ever met before?
No, sir.
You know of me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's say this is one of the worst things I could say. Let's say I'm pro-choice. I think it's okay. I think that a woman has the right to do what she wants with her body, and if she wants to have an abortion, that should be fine.
That it's not, just because she may have a body, but there's also another body, another person involved in the situation.
There's another person?
Yes.
Well, that person, it's just her body. It's just her body.
The fetus or the baby has its own heartbeat, its own DNA, its own blood type. So it's just a completely different person. It's not part of the woman's body.
In fact, from the moment of conception, the child is a unique individual. Like Austin was saying, it has its own DNA, its own blood type. In fact, it could even be a different gender than the mother. So when you have
a different gender, well, so the mother's always a woman, always a female. I get that. Sometimes the baby's not a female.
Yeah. So when you have a boy child growing inside the mother, then it's not the woman's body anymore, is it?
Well, that is a good point. It's not always the woman's body. And so let me ask you about this. How about illegal immigration? I was listening to the radio yesterday, and a Denver city councilman thought that we shouldn't have a law that requires the police to take someone who's driving without a license, without insurance, and impound their car, because we know that illegal immigrants from Mexico typically have no driver's license, no insurance. So the Denver city council member was saying that's fine. So why isn't that fine? Why would we want to be mean to people coming in from Mexico?
The city councilman?
Yeah.
I just completely disagree with him on that. Should we hold these illegal immigrants the same standard? So if someone's driving without insurance, driving without a license, there'll be consequences for those actions. And, you know, we shouldn't give special favors just because someone's here illegally.
Yeah, that sort of seems backwards, right?
Yeah, they're breaking the law, so
yeah.
let's be nice to them.
There's a reverse discrimination against Americans because we really get punished severely.
Yes, sir.
If we drive without a license, without insurance, and if you're here illegally, you commit a crime, then you get a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is weird. Okay, so guys, let's talk about what's happening within Communicators for Christ first, and then about the Friday night free program at the North Glen Christian Church, which my family and I are going to, and about the conference that starts tomorrow that our homeschool kids are signed up for. Josh, I'm so thrilled that they're going, Zachary, Michael, and Dominic. So, Kristen, tell us about this program.
Okay, well, the conference is going to start tomorrow, and I'm really excited about it. The conference on Wednesday and Thursday will be about critical thinking and debate. So you'll learn how to figure out what's right. When you come up against people with different views than you, you will learn how to respond to them in a way that's effective and in a way that shows them love and gentleness. Mm. And so this is definitely one of my favorite parts of the whole conference.
So tell me again what it is, critical thinking.
Yes, this conference is about critical thinking and debate. That'll be the first 2 days.
And you pointed out that you not only could help persuade people, show people what is right, but that you love them, you care about them.
Exactly. What's so powerful about being someone involved in communication as a Christian is that you don't just have to prove that you're right. And it's not even about proving that you're right. It's about showing people love, because ultimately that's what will bring them over to your side, the love that you show them, in addition to the facts and all the reasoning you have behind what you're saying.
So they won't care how much you know until...
they know how much you care. That's exactly it.
They know how much you care. You know what? I just learned that phrase just 2 weeks ago.
It's a great phrase.
It was from you guys. So they won't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Wow. And I put that into practice at a protest in Denver last week. Josh, maybe I'll tell you about it after the show. So, okay, what ages can go to this conference and participate in these workshops?
Okay, well, the next 2 days in the conference will be Friday and Saturday, and those will be public speaking conferences. Mm-hmm. And so for all four of those days, you can be 12 to 18 to come to the conference. And also we have a special one-day conference for 7 to 11-year-olds on Friday. And that'll be a special conference for them to learn the basic skills for public speaking. It'll be a ton of fun for them and a great way for them to get started in communication.
And an easy way for people to get to the website to register is to go to our website, which everyone driving right now knows, kgov.com. But if you have a pen and you want to jot down the Communicators for Christ website, instituteforculturalcommunicators.org, instituteforculturalcommunicators.org. Now, Kristen, could you give me an example or two of how you've been able to use what you've learned out in the world?
Absolutely. One thing that I was able to do last year, I visited a hospital with some other people who I knew who were involved in communication and in public speaking, and we took some speeches to the hospital and visited the people there kind of to cheer up their day. And this one man was so touched by the fact that we wanted to come there and care about them that he said, "Well, I see that you all care about us, so you could just tell me anything you wanted, and I'd be willing to listen to you." So basically, just because we cared enough, he was interested to hear what was behind us, what was our driving force.
Right.
And so we were able to share and spread the gospel of truth and our message of love with him just because we were able to come there and show him that we cared.
Wow, that is just awesome.
It was amazing.
That is amazing. When I wish I could say we do this more often, but when I was a teenager as a Christian, and since we've been on the air here in Denver, I'll take our boys even, and we'll go to a nursing home, and we'll play chess with one of the residents or so, and share the gospel with them. And it's stunning, if you take the time, how much people want to hear what you have to say.
And the thing about Communicators for Christ is that we believe that communication is a necessary life skill, because everyone needs to know how to communicate effectively, especially Christians, since we have the greatest message of all. But it's not just about communicating to benefit you or to benefit your career or how you interact with others. Even though those things are important, it's about going the extra mile and taking our skills of communication and using them to bless others in our communities.
Yeah, that is really neat, Josh Craddock. Now, Austin Luce from Texas.
Yes.
Austin, could you tell me about the Friday night event? We're going with our kids. You know what it cost us to go out on a Friday night with our kids? It cost a fortune.
Oh, wow.
And so this Friday night, me, Cheryl, Zachary, Michael, and Dominic, what will it cost us to go see Lead the Escape?
Well, we're going to be giving you a bailout. And
a bailout.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, everyone else in Denver too. It's a free program, so you can come out, you know, free of charge.
Wow.
And it's started around this year's touring theme, which is Lead the Escape. So each of our presentations will be centered around that theme. So we'll be having some original pieces that we've written ourselves. We'll be having some pieces taken from famous speeches. We'll be having things taken from classic literature. And it's all surrounded around this theme, Lead the Escape, which is to inspire and entertain and impact people so that they'll be encouraged and inspired to go out into their communities and make a difference for Christ in their culture.
And audiences around the country where we've presented this have been excited and inspired by seeing this program. And so we're really excited to present it to the Denver audience.
Well, I just really want to encourage anyone who is able to come out, invite your friends, your family, your neighbors, everybody. This is a great opportunity.
Yeah, it really is. And in addition to just having a great time, and it's free for families with kids, it's free, F-R-E-E. Not only will you have a good time and your kids will be inspired by good, uplifting entertainment, but also it's a way of introducing people to Communicators for Christ.
Yeah.
And that's so very important, because even if you can't get your kids this year to the conference, there are local chapters and there's the conference next year. So Friday night is a time to come on out at 7 o'clock this Friday at North Glen Christian Church. And that is just northeast of I-25 and 104th Avenue. It's right near I-25 and 104th Avenue, and we have a map right at our website, kgov.com.
Yeah. If you'll allow me to backtrack a little bit to the conference, you mentioned earlier that you're a homeschooling father and that, you know, there are a lot of other homeschoolers who will be coming to this event. But our conferences aren't just for homeschoolers. Mm-hmm. It's for any Christian youth who want to learn communication skills. So we're going to have a lot of participants from homeschooling, but also from public schools and private schools and just from all different types of educational backgrounds, just because our goal is to train Christian youth on how to communicate in any area where they are.
So we especially encourage homeschoolers to come. Our conferences are perfect for homeschoolers. I know that Austin.
All right, that's exciting. Now, Austin, could you tell me, Kristen told us about when she got to go to a hospital and that neat conversation with that guy. Can you tell me somehow Communicators for Christ has helped you do something in the real world out there?
Well, I'm from Corpus Christi, Texas, and this past February, I competed in the Corpus Christi Right to Life Oratory Contest. And so there were five of us that competed in this contest, and we wrote an oratory that was supposed to just be in favorable of the pro-life cause. And it was a scholarship contest, and I knew that there would be a lot of great speeches out there, so I invited people to come. But it ended up that we only had about two people in the audience who were other than just parents or friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of disappointing for me, just because there were a lot of really great speeches that gave people practical ways in which they could make a difference in the pro-life movement. So what I did is I got the contact information for the other four competitors, and I invited them to come to speak at my church. So one Wednesday night, instead of my pastor.
So you took a discouragement and just you didn't let it discourage you.
No.
You move on. You keep fighting.
Yeah. So
praise the Lord.
Yeah. So a couple weeks later on a Wednesday night, my pastor was going to be out of town at a pastor's conference. So I asked them, instead of having the associate pastor speak, I asked them if I could invite some friends. And so they allowed us to. And so the five of us gave speeches ranging from the abortion issue to euthanasia to stem cell research. And
wow.
It was just a really neat night. And a lot of people came up to us after the program and were inspired. They told us they hadn't heard a lot of that information before. They were really encouraged and felt like they could make a difference.
Mm.
There was one man in our congregation who's a pastor, and so he's studied the pro-life issue a little extensively. But through one of the speeches, he was giving some more information. So now he wants to go out and try and, push for legislation in the state of Texas to protect the rights of the unborn. And then also my pastor heard about some. He grabbed a audio recording of it later on, and decided that he wanted to start like a crisis pregnancy center based out of the church for for women who are pregnant and don't really know what to do. So
that's extraordinary fruit from that effort. Imagine if you had just been discouraged. Is it, you know, nobody cares?
Yeah.
The Lord didn't allow himself to be discouraged when it seemed nobody cared. He just kept pressing on. He pressed on. He offered us his gift of eternal life. And there are some, there are always some who will hear and who will turn to the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's just so very exciting.
It was really exciting. Last night, the intern team got to spend some time with the Lancaster family, who had a snowflake child, and they talked with us about embryo adoption. So that was a really exciting time last night.
Now, Josh Craddock, Maria Lancaster, I got to interview her just last week in the studio. Her daughter was a frozen embryo at 2 cells. She was put in a freezer and kept there for 4 years, and then they FedExed her from the East Coast to Washington, the state of Washington, and now I'm trying to figure out how old she is, because we could really add 4 years to her actual birth age. But what a neat time. So you guys got to speak with Maria Lancaster.
Yeah, we got to speak with them last night, along with Keith Mason, the founder of Personhood USA. And so we got to talk about some pro-life issues as well. And it's really exciting because a lot of the interns on the team were passionate about these cultural issues. And we're trying to inspire others, inspire the students, to be able to communicate effectively in order to reclaim culture and to be able to speak to others in their community about these important issues.
One way we're doing that is through the chapter program. And so basically within the Institute for Cultural Communicators, we've come up with chapters across the whole country. We have groups of speakers who work together to come up with speeches and work together to come up with ideas and thoughts. We take that out into our community. So Austin before was talking about what he did to help with the pro-life movement. So you can think of that and people inside of chapters doing things like that and spread those sorts of people all across the entire country, all working together to make an impact on their community. It's an absolutely amazing program.
This is pretty thrilling, and this is why we want our kids involved. So people in the audience, we have people all over the country who listen to the show via the internet, and because we're on 50,000 watts, we cover most of Colorado, and we get into 7 neighboring states. So on our website, kgov.com, we will put links to chapters so people can find out where all the chapters are, and the upcoming cities where you guys will be. You'll be in Napa, California, right? In Corpus Christi, in Austin, in your hometown.
Yeah, we'll be going back home there.
And that's a little Latin lingo there, right? Corpus Christi,
the body of Christ.
The body of Christ. And you'll be in Naples, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia. And so you guys are, and you've already been in about a dozen cities around the country.
Yeah.
So this is quite a tour. Congratulations for that.
So these are just a few examples of different ways that we've been able to impact the community, but it's been really exciting as we travel around the country to speak to different members of the organization who are involved in chapters. In fact, one example, we were just in Billings, Montana. In fact, last time we talked to you and we were on the last radio interview,
yeah,
we were up in Billings, and we got the opportunity to talk to one of our chapter members up there. She's a student leader in our organization. Her name is Shadia, and Shadia had the idea to collect lightly used jewelry. And so she would collect this used jewelry, and she would refurbish it and clean it up, and then she would speak on different platforms and raise money by selling this lightly used jewelry. She would sell it and speak, and the benefits went towards a crisis pregnancy center. So in 12 minutes of speaking time, she was able to raise $1,300 to donate to a crisis pregnancy center.
Wow, $1,300 from slightly used jewelry. Now, this is off topic, but Josh, you're a scout, right? You're an Eagle Scout?
Yes, sir.
Well, congratulations for being an Eagle Scout. In November, my boys and I, they're scouts, were in fact same troop, 999, Arvada, Colorado. We're going to Glenwood Springs to camp in the winter, practically, in the mountains. And we're going to go in that huge, enormous, the largest in the world, outdoor heated pool. And speaking of jewelry, my mother was there some weeks ago. She had a 52-year-old, $10,000 diamond ring. It's somewhere in the pool.
Oh, no.
She lost the ring in the pool. Imagine how much this girl could have got if she collected that ring.
Yeah, I think I'm going to become a scout just so I can go to that pool and find it.
Yeah, that's right, Austin. So anyway, she raised $1,300 for speaking for 12 minutes with that project of collecting jewelry and selling it. Any other story from Communicators for Christ?
There's one other thing that our organization is going to be offering, if you allow me to, before I get on to another story. And that's this Friday afternoon from 3:30 to 5 is our Christian Educators Reception. And so that's for anyone who is who's interested in educating Christian youth about communication education. And that's going to be at North Glen Church, the same location, same address. And so that's for teachers, that's for school counselors, that's for school administrators, that's for youth pastors, that's for anyone who it's for pastors, it's for anyone.
So Christian educators.
It's the Christian Educators Reception.
Homeschool parents. I mean, everyone who is involved. We believe that parents are the first trainers of communication with their children. So when we're talking about Christian educators, parents would be the first line of communication education. So we want parents, teachers, school administrators, like Austin was saying, anyone who is directly involved in the training of Christian youth, we want to invite to this Christian Educators Reception that'll be held on Friday afternoon from 3:30 to 5.
Yeah, so we'll just be discussing some ways in which our organization can help people in their areas and training Christian youth to communicate.
I'm really excited about it. Yeah, you can definitely see what the Institute for Cultural Communicators has to offer for you and for your children. It's a great way to understand what Communicators for Christ is about, to get to see the programs we offer. I can't wait.
So Friday at 3:30 at North Glen Christian Church, just northeast of I-25 and 104th.
You'll also get to hear from some of the other interns, and you'll hear some more stories about what we've been able to do and what our organization has been able to do. One other example, one of the interns in our group, Janie Little, she was motivated to do something about the plight of a small orphanage in Liberia where they had no clean water to drink. One of her friends had been adopted from this orphanage, and he was telling the stories of how all the people who lived there were very sick from drinking the water, and so this was a huge problem. So she was motivated to do something about it, and she, and along with her chapter, they were able to speak on community platforms and raise enough money to build a water purifier for that orphanage in Liberia. So just a lot of community impact and outreach with our chapter program. We have nearly 45 chapters in states and cities across the country where Christian students can get plugged in and be able to make a difference in their community and speak to others about relevant cultural issues.
That's not only an extraordinary story for this young woman to hear this need and make a difference like that, but it's such a wise way to show that you care. There's a lot of suffering all over the world, and so you could raise money for food and send food to Mogadishu, but it turns out that hundreds of millions of dollars of food has gone through Mogadishu, and it's really created a culture of welfare and handouts, and it's turned out it's hurt people in North Africa, in fact, all over Africa. Whereas helping with infrastructure, you know, infrastructure is something that will be received with joy, and it doesn't come with the damage that other misguided, but well-meaning, but misguided programs come with.
Yeah, so we definitely encourage our students to think about how they are going to help the community. And that also ties in a lot with the critical thinking aspect and critical thinking and debate of our conferences and what we train students. So we want them to think about that sort of thing so that they can evaluate, you know, how would be the best response to help other people in other countries. And infrastructure, you know, building a water purifier is definitely a good example of that, how one of our the members of our intern team was able to perceive that need and see the best way to meet that need.
All right, so how about on the tour? Any stories from the tour? Does everything go perfectly well, Kristen? No problems whatsoever?
We've had a lot of interesting times. We all travel on the motorhome, and so it's pretty interesting. Interact with one another on the long drives, watching some movies, sleeping. Sometimes we have other troubles.
But Kristen, you should tell them about the biggest trouble that we've had so far.
Okay, well, couple weeks ago, right before the Idaho conference, while we were driving to Idaho from Alabama, which in and of itself is a really long drive.
Quite a drive.
Oh, yes. We had, first of all, one of our cars break down in Missouri. We thought that was the end of our troubles. But then it turns out that our motorhome broke down in South Dakota. And we ended up having to wait there for 3 days. And we now try not to talk about South Dakota as much as possible.
Yeah. We almost didn't make it to the conference in Idaho because our motorhome had broken down. And so we're sitting in pretty much the only civilization, the only area in South Dakota that's been
settled. Pretty much.
Rapid City, South Dakota. We're sitting in the mall food court next to the only Starbucks in town. And we're having a little meeting trying to figure out how we're possibly going to get to Idaho to put on this conference. And so after a lot of discussion, we finally decided that we'd send a small team to Idaho to run the conference. And then they drove through the night to make it to Idaho and set it up. And then the rest of us waited in South Dakota and were finally able to rent some cars and make it out there in time to run the conference. So that was kind of an exciting little adventure we had up north.
Yeah, so we were there in Rapid City, but we didn't end up getting out of there too rapidly.
Yeah. We decided that we needed to rush more.
Oh, you guys are funny. And what a great way to handle that. Send an advance team, lay the foundation so this can happen. The show must go on, and then the rest of the troop shows up.
What was so amazing was just to see God's provision for us all and his faithfulness through all of that. We got to have some really neat opportunities and conversations with people just because we were there. That wouldn't have happened if our motorhome hadn't broken down. So
it was all
part of God's plan.
Well, you know, that's so neat to take every opportunity and serve the Lord through it. Did you see Mount Rushmore while you were there?
Oh, yes. It was amazing.
It is amazing. We're almost out of time. You know, there's a spitting image of Abraham Lincoln, who's worked there for years, and his name is Everett Stadig. And he's part of the Nationwide Personhood Movement, teaching people that the unborn child is made in God's image and likeness. And he talks to people there at Mount Rushmore about the God-given right to life of the unborn. And he ties it in with the Gettysburg Address. It's just brilliant.
Well, cool. So if Abraham Lincoln tells you to be pro-life, then I guess you have to.
That's right. What choice do you have, Austin? So thank you guys so much for coming to the studio. As you leave, I'd like to give you a DVD called Focus on the Strategy 2. It's a pro-life strategy. A couple thousand have been sold around the country about how we're going to finally end this decriminalized killing of unborn children. That be all right? I'll give you guys a copy of that.
All right. Sounds fantastic.
Okay. So again, it starts tomorrow, the conference. You got to come out if you've got kids, Christian kids with Communicators for Christ. And Friday night at 7 o'clock and the Christian Educators session at 3:30 on Friday, all at the North Glen Christian Church. And you can get the details and register at KGOV.com. God bless you guys. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
And Maranatha, what a great school.